Hi, this is Charlie Bernhout with the second hour of a very special Yom HaShoah program. I'm sure you found the first hour quite special, and I'm sure that you'll find this second hour quite special. We're going back to April 22nd, 1990. That's 27 years ago. I've been on the air for 40 years, okay? This is going back to 1990, and let's continue with this very, very special program for Yom HaShoah.
To live another summer, to pass another winter, was a 1971 show starring Rivka Raz, Arik Lavie, Yona Atari, Ila Gorliski, and Hanan Goldblatt. Let's hear The Boy with the Fiddle. This is from the show, To Live Another Summer, To Pass Another Winter.
I can remember as a frail little boy when my father first placed a fiddle in my hand. I played Bach and Beethoven filled with joy. They said to me, a newborn star is in the land. I can remember Poland, country cursed and black. The houses of the town were broken and in flames. The terror-stricken eyes were screaming out for aid on darkened platforms by the train. And there I stood, a little boy in a coat too large, alone with just my fiddle in my hand. Ooh, ooh, the cattle train is late. Shove them in, lock it up, shut it up, seal the gate. Schnell, Schwein, get inside the line. Coughing, coughing, choking, choking, vomit from the smoke. Pushing, pushing, pulling, pull the cattle car is full. Schnell! I can remember the face of my mother when she died. Papa thought a dress would serve to keep me warm. He lifted it from her and wrapped me inside. But then I froze. I saw her white and naked form. I can remember the train stopped, gate jerked open wide. And blinded by the day, I pushed out to catch my breath. I saw the wire fence, the barracks were inside, and smoke from furnaces of death. And there I stood, a little boy in a pure white dress, alone with just my fiddle in my hand. Move, move, the cattle train is late. Shove them in, lock it up, shut it up, seal the gate. Schnell, Schwein, get inside the line. Coughing, coughing, choking, choking, vomit from the smoke. Pushing, pushing, pulling, but the cattle got as far. I can remember a German captain called to me. Get over here, my darling, our pretty little boy. You played Bach and Beethoven while you were free, but now you'll join our little orchestra of joy. I can remember the long striped shirt he made me wear, the others had in tune, and as the trains rolled by, he made us play this tune, this hey, this little air. We played as our people went to die. Bei mir bist du schön, bei mir hast du schön. And there I stood, a little boy, in a coat too large, alone with just my fiddle in my hand. More, more, the cattle train is late. Bei mir bist du schön. Shove it in, lock it up, shut it up.
he's the gate.
Chanel, shine, get inside the line. Coughing, choking, vomit from the smoke by me, Mr. Duchesne. Pushing for the kind of connoisseur by me, Mr. Duchesne.
The Boy with the Fiddle. Cantor Abram Bruin was born in Ludge, the youngest of five children. He began his cantorial career as a boy singer in synagogue choirs. He studied in Vilna, and as cantor in various congregations appeared in concerts all over Poland. He lived and sang in the Ludge ghetto from 1940 to 1944. On the eve of Rosh Hashanah in 1944, he chanted prayers in Birkenau at Auschwitz. Miraculously, he survived, and in 1945 he was liberated by the United States Army. He went to Israel, where he became head cantor in the Central Synagogue in Haifa. He came to America in 1948, where he was engaged as cantor of Temple Beth El in Long Beach. This was recorded in 1965. It's a song of hope. Suns Do Not Become Extinguished by I.S. Pernowitz. It is night, the sky is overcast with a thick black pall, and the forest with its mysteries casts the gloom upon my spirit. I send my gaze out into space but derive no solace from it, and I mutter in despair, the light of the sun has gone out. Then a loud and ringing voice suddenly calls to me from afar, suns do not become extinguished. Their rays will reach you in due time. This is cantor Abraham Bruin.
Nach der Himmel ist verzogen mit der dicker schwarze Deck und der Wald mit seines Freudes warf er auf mir Schreck. Warf mein Blick in heuchen Welträum, doch ich krieg kein Treister von, und ich murmel in Verzweiflung, euch gelossen ist dir so. Und stimme euch in den Mund her, Herr, ich rufen von der Wein. Sonnen werden nicht verlassen,
from the album Songs of the Ghetto, sung by cantor Abraham Bruin. We'll next hear JEP, the Jewish Education Program, and a 1976 recording of Ani Ma'amin.
Look into my sitter at the words Ani Ma'amin, I cannot help but recall that fateful day some 35 years ago. I was just a child then, but the memories of that day are locked in my mind forever. Sainted father of blessed memory was holding me in his arms, well aware of the impending disaster. I could barely hear his words above the sound of blasting shells and gunfire outside our small home. My mother and sister had already been killed by the Nazis, and we knew it was just a matter of time before we would be found. Trembling with fear, but there was my father, speaking to me his final words with great pride and courage. I can still remember each and every word as if they had been spoken just yesterday. Afraid. You are a Jew, and it is an honor to be a Jew. You must be proud of it as long as you live, and never lose your faith in Hashem, even if it means being tortured or killed for it. I remember hearing the footsteps outside our door, and how my father shoved me under the bed. With tears in my eyes, I watched in horror as the door burst open, and even as the soldier raised his gun to fire, my father screamed with his every bit of strength, "Ani ma'amin be'amuna shalom ha'amin."
JEP, Jewish Education Program, with Ani Ma'amin. The next selection, recorded April 4th, 1923. Kaylee Kaylee, by the great Yesula Rosenblatt.
Yeah.
Yosla Rosenblatt, 1924 recording. Leo Fuld was born in Rotterdam, Holland in 1914 and educated at the Theological Seminarium in Amsterdam, where he learned French, German, English, Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, besides his own language, Dutch. And at 17, he decided to become a singer, toured Belgium, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and the Scandinavian countries. Picked up a few more languages on his travels. Upon his return to Holland, he quickly became that country's most famous radio singer. In 1936, he came to New York to sing at the French Casino and at the Paramount Theater on Broadway. In 1938, his temporary visa ran out, and he had to return to Europe, where he applied for an immigration visa. He caught the last boat back from the Nazis. Before the Nazis invaded the lowlands, and he immediately offered his services to the Free Netherlands government in exile. He started shortwave broadcasts to Holland. Rumors reached this country of what was happening to the Jewish population of Holland, and eventually word came to him that his entire family went the way of the 6 million others, Auschwitz. As a result, he could not face an audience, and he stopped singing completely. In 1948, he returned to Holland as an American citizen to search for news about his family. Upon his arrival, in gratitude for his wartime broadcasts, thousands of people greeted him, and he was offered a contract to sing at the largest theater in Amsterdam. Not having sung for over 5 years, he was petrified with fear, but he was such a success that he was held over for 6 weeks. Having regained his confidence, he accepted an engagement at the London Casino, where he was a tremendous hit. Offers followed from all over the world, and while in Paris with his review, he visited a little Yiddish nightclub where he heard a song which touched him deeply, Wohin soll ich gehen. Fuld was so impressed that he asked the composer for a copy, and he said, "I'll make this a world hit." He kept his promise. Let's hear Leo Fuld singing the touching Wohin soll ich gehen? Where can I go?
Wohin soll ich gehen? Wer kann ein für mich? Wohin soll ich gehen? Dies verschlossene jede Tür. sea of ling, sea of red. Atas oi im jedem Land, as wie ein soll mich gehen, als wenn sie bleiben stehen. Ach, tell me, where can I go? There's no place I can see where to go, where to go. Every door is closed for me. To the left, to the right, it's the same in every land. There is nowhere to go, and it's me who should know. Won't you please understand? Now I know where to go, where my folks proudly stand. Let me go, let me go, to that precious promised land. No more left, no more right. For at last I am free, no more wandering for me.
Leo Fold. In this past week's Jewish News, that's the Metro West Jewish News, the lead editorial is so appropriate, I'd like to read it. It's entitled Holocaust, No Lie. Vernichtungslager, a dreadful sounding word, whether one knows German or not. It means extermination camp. And today, Holocaust Remembrance Day, we honor the memory of millions of our people who were tortured and murdered in such infamous places as Auschwitz-Birkenau, Dachau, Majdanek, Bredank, Treblinka, Bergen-Belsen, and many more. In the Vernichtungslagers throughout Nazi-occupied Europe, as well as in crowded ghettos, on forced marches, in forests, and in railway cars, 6 million Jews died terrible deaths simply because they were Jews. 50 years later, neo-Nazism and anti-Semitism are everywhere on the rise, whether manifested in the Russian nationalism of Pamyat, Saddam Hussein's threat to obliterate half of Israel with chemical weapons, or the smearing of swastikas on American synagogue walls by skinheads. Much of this anti-Jewish activity is fed by the growing cancer of revisionism, the lie being circulated by hate mongers around the world that the Holocaust was a hoax. Most recently, the PLO, the organization with which the world insists Israel negotiate on peace in the Middle East, joined the fray, the Cyprus-based weekly El Istiklal, which was started by Yasser Arafat last year as the official PLO publication on topics dealing with the West Bank and Gaza, recently published an article titled, Burning of Jews in Nazi Chambers is the Lie of the 20th Century in Order to Legitimize the New Zionism. That's the title of the article. The article states that, quote, Nazi camps were more civilized than Israeli prisons. And, quote, the world must combat Zionism because it is more dangerous to human civilization than the Nazis. Today, Yom HaShoah, as we honor the memory of the 6 million who perished in the Holocaust, let us also remember that the potential for anti-Semitic violence against Jews everywhere remains strong and that the threats to the existence of Israel are still very real. The Holocaust was no lie, neither is the possibility that its specter could arise anew. That's an editorial from this past week's Jewish News of Metro West. And may I add, when Elie Wiesel was asked, what did we learn from the Holocaust? His answer was, we learned that Holocausts can happen. With evil people in this world, such as Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi, Arafat, and Farrakhan, not only must we be vigilant, we must be organized, united, and strong, and Israel must have our unquestioned support. Never again. Never again. Returning now to the cantorial section of the show, and many of you are aware that the Holocaust affected many, many cantors, and this evening I will be playing cantors who were directly affected by the Holocaust. Gershon Sirota was born in Podolia, Gubernia in 1874. In 1896, he became cantor of the famous Vilnestadt Synagogue, where he remained for 9 years. In 1905, at the age of 31, he became cantor of the famous Tlamatska Synagogue. And he held posts in various towns. In 1935, Sirota became cantor of the Norzhik Shul. In 1938, he came to the United States, but returned to Europe after receiving a telegram that his wife was critically ill in Warsaw. With the outbreak of the war, Sirota was imprisoned in the Warsaw ghetto with his family. 2 years later, cantor Gershon Yitzchak Sirota was murdered with his entire family during the destruction of the Warsaw ghetto on the last day of Passover. Let's hear the great Gershon Sirota singing Ritzei from the Shemona Esrei. Gershon Sirota with Ritze. Cantor Samuel Taube was a cantor in Vienna. From there he went to Paris, France, to accept a position as cantor of the Synagogue de la Rue Montevideo. Here he remained until 1943, when the German occupying forces arrested and deported him to Auschwitz concentration camp. He managed to survive it, truly by the grace of God. In 1949, he accepted an invitation to succeed cantor Jacob Kusevitsky in the Dalston Synagogue in London. In 51, he was called upon to succeed cantor David Kusevitsky at the Hendon Synagogue, the largest in London. In 1958, he accepted a position at Beth Sholem Congregation, the largest Orthodox synagogue in Washington, D.C. We'll hear him singing Habet Mishumayim. Look from heaven and perceive that we have become an object of scorn and derision among the nations. We are regarded as sheep led to slaughter, to be killed, destroyed, beaten, and humiliated. But despite all this, we have not forgotten your name. We beg you not to forget us.
Thank you. Samuel Taube, Habet. Yehoshua Wieder was born in Miskolc, Hungary in 1906. He held various posts throughout Hungary. Following his post-war liberation, the sole survivor of five brothers, he came to the United States in 1949. He served 5 years at the Talmud Torah of Flatbush, 3 years in Bell Harbor, and then at Congregation Adath Jeshurun Hadrath Kodesh of Montreal until his most untimely passing in 1964 at the early age of 58. We'll hear Yehoshua Wieder singing Vahu Rachum from the weekday Mar of Davening.
Oh.
was Yehoshua Weider. Moshe Kusevitzky was born in 1899 in Smorgon, a small town on the Russo-Polish border. In 1920, he settled in Vilna, and in 1925, he became cantor of the Great Synagogue of Vilna, following greats such as Reutemann, Hirschman, and Sirota. In 1928, he became the cantor of the Tlomaki Synagogue in Warsaw, following Sirota. His debut in the United States came in 1938 at Carnegie Hall, and despite numerous offers, he decided to return to Warsaw and was thus caught up in the Nazi Holocaust. Arrested by the Gestapo, he was scheduled to be sent to Treblinka, but he was rescued by the Polish underground. His second career now began in Russia. After the war, he came to the United States in 1947 to begin his third career. In 1952, he accepted a post at the Bethel Synagogue in Borough Park, where he officiated until his death in 1966. We'll hear the great Moshe Kusevitzky singing V'ni Kesi Domom Lo Ni Kesi from Av Harachamim Shochein Meromim. This is the memorial prayer for the Kedoshim who died Al Kiddush Hashem, martyrs who died to sanctify God's name. This is recited most Shabbosim in Musaf before Ashrei. The great Moshe Kusevitzky.
Lena
Moshe Koussevitzky. 1942, in a Nazi concentration camp, Shalom Katz was among 2,000 Jews scheduled for mass execution. He received permission to sing the Kol Mo'alei Rachamim while the prisoners were digging their graves. The Nazi commandant, impressed with his voice, spared him to sing for the officers, and the next day, Shalom Katz was allowed to escape, the only one of 2,000 spared a brutal death. Let's hear his special mole used as a memorial for those who died in the Holocaust. You'll hear him mentioning the various concentration camps in this Kol Mo'alei.
Machinos Hashemah. Anachnu v'neyem uvnoseyem Acheyem v'yakoseyem Nodrim tzedako Yad Askoras
Amen. My gratitude to Joe Vogel and the Celtic Hour for allowing me to finish this. Next week, 2 hour Yom HaTzmaut. Charlie Bernhout at WSOU, 89.5 FM.
Okay, so we were going back a few years, as you could tell. That was 1990. And I hope that you found these 4 hours of programming of interest. I always appreciate your comments, and you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.